You are your child's best advocate. An advocate is a person who speaks on behalf of another person. I am not an expert on schizophrenia or any other disability, but I do consider myself an expert when it comes to knowing about my child. As your child's parent and support system, you are your child's biggest and best advocate. Not the doctor, not the mental health professionals, not the teacher, you. Early on, I looked to the professionals to have all of the answers I needed. The professionals do not have all of the answers. In many cases, they have never had an experience with a client like your child. So after much disappointment, I quickly moved from emotion to advocacy. You do not need some complex, elaborate plan, but you do have a lot of work and learning to do, and not much time to work with. This is what I'm trying to tell you. There is no time for throwing a pity party. You need to get busy researching and networking. As the parent of a child with a severe mental illness, you may find yourself being scrutinized or even ridiculed by family, friends, and society. This is why it is important to better educate society and become an effective advocate for your child. Become familiar with the rights of students and families with disabilities so that you can effectively stand up and campaign that those rights are respected. Your child did not ask to have this condition. It is your responsibility as his or her parent to ensure that their individual needs are met through reasonable, effective, and respectful means. Push for more inclusion of disabled students in the settings or activities that may be exclusively populated by non-disabled students. When our kids are included in all settings and environments, then they become more normalized. If they are kept isolated and apart from the general school environment, the more they become considered different or weird or unaccepted. It is very encouraging to know that in some of the schools in a neighboring district, girls with Down syndrome or moderate intellectual impairment are included as cheerleaders for the school's sports team. We still have a long way to go. Get busy. Educate yourself about your child's illness. Join or create a support group. Talk to other parents or professionals about their experiences. Share your knowledge and resources. It is necessary to be active because the network will not come and find you. You will have to go out, locate it, or create it yourself. I started networking with a group of mothers of children with autism. They were dissatisfied with the public school system's approach to serving their children. Through their efforts, they were able to establish a school for kids with autism, which demonstrates the power of networking and collaborating with others like you. Again, as your child's parent, you are the number one cheerleader and advocate for him or her. Your child's future truly does lie in your hands. In some cases, parents, you may be the only advocate for your child, but when they see you are not going away, they'll jump on the bandwagon. By they, I mean teachers, family members, and society. This is why I keep saying, you've got a lot of learning to do. When my daughter started having problems in school, I thought that everything from the school system on down the line would just fall into place. but that was not the case. So I became my child's biggest and best advocate. And I'm sure you can do the same. Have a good evening, guys.